For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
See you. Let me do this again so we get a clean take. But we know what we want, and we're going to get it. I'm a head coach. We sold out. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Whatever angle you take, it helps.
You best be settling in now, partner, because it's time for another Coach Prime update.
Young folks got a saying now. I'm him.
On the Connor Happer Show. On 1620, The Zone.
Oh, good. A day has passed, and we're again talking about Coach Prime.
Yeah, it's been a lot this week, Connor.
He's gotten the opportunity now to speak on what has happened with his program over the after the last week or so, where they've had a lot of his own people, the guys that were brought in to do many great things. Have you seen the guys that we're bringing in the portal, he said last year? Those same guys are now going back into the portal and leaving him, including his starting running back and his starting defensive back. And more. They lost a couple starters to the portal over the last few days. Deion Sanders has, like I said, got the opportunity to comment on this. And so I say, and I present to you without comment, that this will indeed be good. Coach Prime, what do you have for us?
You're losing some guys to the portal. What are you looking forward to reestablish? What position groups are you hunting in the transfer portal?
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. What are we losing? I got time today. What are we losing? Potential.
Depth.
Where?
Tight end, running back.
You haven't been watching practice, huh? Amen. We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We're good. We all right. We all right. What happens with the portal, man, and you guys need to know, a lot of people are fighting for backups. When a guy's a starter and he transfers, you got to really think about that. I mean, is he really that? I don't know how many starters have really transferred around the country. I think we got some coming in from visits.
Oh,
pretty soon, maybe even this weekend. But we can attract those type of players, but I don't think we're losing those type of players.
Interesting.
And if we do, we're good. We're good. Quit making a big deal out of nothing.
He did a great job. God. He cut off every possible complaint I had there.
When we get a guy in the portal, it's a good player.
Yes.
When we lose, didn't Stroh tell us this yesterday?
Yes.
When you get a player in the portal, it's a good, high-quality player. When you lose a player in the portal,
they suck.
It's a bum.
They suck. Never mind that they were 5 stars and you tatted the hell out of them because they came in the portal and they were those guys when they got there, and now when they leave, they're garbage and they're replaceable. Yeah. So I don't know if everything's going well, but he says, just trust me. All right.
I think I've earned that.
Why wouldn't we? We have all of the reason in the world to trust Coach Prime. How decorated he is as a coach. How impressive they were a year ago. How their roster is just flooded with good players that have come out of the portal. So that's what Coach Prime's up to. It's going well. One of my favorite back and forth reporter, this is like me saying the new Taylor Swift album is an instant classic. This is an instant classic for me. Deion Sanders,
how
quote,
do you know it just happened?
Deion Sanders, quote, You haven't been watching practice, huh? Reporter, we're not allowed at practice. Dion, amen. Prove my point. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Incredible sidebar. One of the best I've ever heard. Like, he is not in reality. He's not in reality.
He's doing a bit.
He is not living on planet Earth. I don't think he lives on planet Earth. That's our Coach Prime update.
What an update.
Doc says on the text line.
What's up, Doc?
It'll be even more embarrassing loss now if Nebraska loses to them again this year. Of course it would be. Yes, it would be more embarrassing if Nebraska lost to Colorado this year.
That's right.
But it's okay. Like, you know, you'll get over it, first of all. And I don't think they're going to lose. So there's that. I don't think they're going to lose. And guess what? If they do, you're going to be all right. You're going to be okay. You guys understand how that works, right? Like, if you lose games, if you lose games in embarrassing fashion for like 20 years in a row, say something like that, like, you eventually get over it.
Remember, there was just that study, Nebraska gets over losses in 20 minutes.
Thank you, email inbox. Every April, we get the Kool-Aid washed upon us, and we're like, oh, great, I don't feel so embarrassed anymore. You'll be fine. You take your lumps, smoke your cigarettes inside in the basement after Nebraska loses to Colorado next year, but you'll wake up the next morning and the sun will still shine. It'll come out. Don't worry. Doc follows up. He says, I'm not worried about the embarrassment. I'm not the one playing the games. Good attitude, Doc. Good attitude. Jeff, also quoting Coach Prime here. Prime saying, we ite is the reason fans need to trust.
I mean, guys, he said we all right.
I almost want to play it again because I could dissect every little part of it.
It's up to you. I mean, your show.
Ah, we're running short on time. It's a good Coach Prime update though. One more from the text line 402.
Hi 402.
I absolutely want to come to Colorado where my coach straight up says he doesn't care if backups are on his roster.
You don't need them. Nah. No football player has ever been injured.
Yeah. Yep. Don't need them whatsoever.
And certainly depth wasn't an issue on the Colorado football team last year.
Nah. That never showed itself at all. John emails in.
Hi, John.
When Colorado gets to 1-10 this season, will Deion stay around to coach the last two games? Well, the last one game, I guess. If they're 1-10. This guy isn't even trying to play coach, let alone actually coach. Yeah. What did he say in there? Something about the visitors coming in this weekend. Yeah, they might be coming in this weekend. They might be coming in next weekend. I don't know.
Not my department.
Don't worry. The guys we're getting out of the portal are good. The guys we're losing, even though they're 5 stars and we thought they were really good last year, are bad. They suck. I love it. I think he should go further down this hole and then just go down with the ship. This will be his last year at Colorado. Stay doing this bit as long as you can. I want no humility from him. I want him to never admit he was wrong.
No contrition.
I want no contrition whatsoever. I don't want there to be a damn story in CBS Sports a year from now that says Deion Sanders has regrets about the way things went down at Colorado. No, I don't want to see any of it. I want to see Deion going absolutely down in a fire of himself, like that guy that you were watching the video of earlier.
Oh.
In front of the courthouse.
Yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
Today?
Yep. Okay. Quick timeout. Oh, one more comment on Taylor Swift, by the way. Hmm. This one was from Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How the heck did you know that she rhymes car and bar so many times? Maybe you actually are a Swiftie.
We're both of Taylor Swift.
I knew it was a thing, and I definitely heard it in Cruel Summer, because I love that song. That song is awesome.
It is. I celebrate her whole catalog.
Yeah, and then I heard it was a thing after that.
You saw a TikTok
about the car and the bar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. TikTok told me that. Mm-hmm. So shout out to TikTok. Back with more next on 1620 The Zone, but first, the NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it seems only right that we give you at FanDuel Sportsbook a chance to play their way into $150. Just place a $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That is win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. So take a look at tonight's games. Why not start there? How about three-pointers made in a game? Who's going to win the opening tip? First basket score, straight-up odds, overs, unders, and spreads. Anything in between, all you have to do is head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get yourself started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.